This is a C2Y News Update. When Emily Sue first moved to Nanaimo, she wanted to learn about the history of the area. She learned a lot about the Sinemuk First Nations, the European settlers who first came to the area, and the mining boom. So when Sue, who was originally from China, attended the Nanaimo Art Gallery's exhibit, Bleached by the Sun, Perspectives on Chinatown, that examined the history of Nanaimo's former Chinatowns, she couldn't believe how little she knew about the subject.
And I was deeply moved. I actually bursted into tears after I finished the exhibition. I was quite embarrassed, to be honest. I was like, oh my god, this is like so touching. Like, you know, I saw a lot of like really moving and touching stories that were not being seen by a lot of people, and I feel like it's really a shame to be, in a way. So that's why I want to speak about this Chinese community story, because I feel like there are a lot of like meaning and importance of it.
She said she was shocked to learn how little was mentioned around the city about the history of the former Chinatowns.
It was like the third biggest Chinatown in BC, and just totally disappear, and that's really a loss.
She says as she was learning about the history, the city of Nanaimo unveiled Jackie Wong's temporary public art project, Lost Intersections.
The artist herself was making like three art pieces, which use Chinese character 1, 2, 3 to mark the first Chinatown, second and the third. Where were they? Because they were gone. Literally gone, like you couldn't see them anymore. So with this small marker, it's not a big one, it's just a small marker, but you know, it's very meaningful.
Lost Intersections features three neon lights placed near where the three Chinatowns once stood. Sue says she was able to meet with Wong.
Yeah, I actually expressed my appreciation to her. I said, I really like your work and I can feel the emotional like importance in your work.
A motion from Nanaimo City Councilor Hillary Eastmere last week sought to direct city staff to investigate making the temporary art exhibit into a permanent one. Sue attended the meeting and spoke in support of the idea. Sue says her reasoning for wanting these markers to become a permanent fixture in Nanaimo goes back to the early days of the city, when Chinese immigrants worked in the coal mines along with other settlers.
The reason of Chinatown existed in the first place because the white settlers prevented them from living with the white people. They basically like just point at a very small and wet place and said, okay, this will be your own place. And that's the origin of Chinatown.
She says throughout history, Chinese immigrants and Chinese Canadians faced discrimination and exclusion through legislation like the Chinese Head Tax and the Chinese Immigration Act, commonly known as the Chinese Exclusion Act.
It was a difficult history, and I'm not here to blame anyone because we cannot change the past. But what we can do is we need to acknowledge the past and to understand why the history is so important so we don't repeat the same mistakes again.
She says she encourages people in Nanaimo to visit the former sites and learn about the history of the Chinese community in Nanaimo.
It's a truly multicultural society, and how to become a truly multicultural society is we need to understand each other. Like, we need to be interested about each other's story. And then we can truly, you know, become a community together. Yeah. And that's why this art piece is so important, because it marks the Chinese history.
The motion for staff to prepare a report identifying the process and estimated costs to purchase the three pieces of Lost Intersections passed unanimously. Council is currently on break, with their next meeting scheduled for September 21st. C2Y reached out to Lost Intersections artist Jackie Wong, who declined to comment as the matter is still in the early stages. For C2Y News in Nanaimo, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.